Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 52, 52 weeks of us bringing you the hottest stories that Microsofters are talking about. And this week, we have special guests, our token Brit on the Channel 9 team, Nick Fillingham.
British?
Does that hurt?
New Zealand, thank you
New
very
Zealand,
much.
I was going to say that next.
Representing the fine 8th state of Australia, New Zealand.
Nice, lovely. And I'm sure you guys all know Nick, but one thing you may not know is that Nick runs our Channel 9 Live, and Channel 9 Live is actually going on right now as we speak, because the Mixed Conference is going hot and heavy.
It is.
Why don't you talk a little bit about Channel 9 and what you do and how that all works?
Yes, well, thanks to the magic of the internet, I am in two places at once. I am currently on your screens on episode 52 of Ping.
Right.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
And I'm also at Mix for Channel 9 Live. And essentially, not everyone can go to Mix.
True.
Not everyone can, you know, get the airfares or get the tickets, or maybe you're a student or you live in the other side of the world. So what we do with Channel 9 Live is we build out a little TV studio, kind of Conan O'Brien, Tonight Show, RIP style, and we get all of the all the execs. So we've got Scott Guthrie, we've got Joe Belfiore, we have Bill Buxton, all the big names that are there that are talking about all the new technology and the news and the announcements it makes.
Yeah.
We put them on the stage, we talk to them, but more importantly, we take questions from the audience online. So via Twitter, you send us a question at CH9LIVE.
It's all interactive.
And we'll ask that question for you.
Right then and there.
So you're part of the conversation.
Awesome.
So you can't be there in person, but we're bridging the gap.
And you guys go like for 8 hours nonstop.
8 hours each day. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. So we're doing, I think it's 15 hours of live TV in 2 days.
That's awesome.
And it's
Who
from
needs sleep.
I know. And I think if you live in the UK, if you're in Europe, we're actually, I think we start broadcasting at 6:30 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, and we go through to like 4:30 a.m. So definitely no sleep for the Niners over in the UK.
So tune in, check it out. And what's the URL to hit up to get it to watch?
Live.visitmix.com.
Cool.
And it's on right now.
Right now.
So watch.
Well, after you
after
watch Ping.
Ping,
then you go
yeah,
watch.
Yeah, so watch Ping.
Let's start the show. Let's get it over with. All right, so like we said, Mix is the big conference that everyone's talking about now, but last week the big conference, especially for game developers, was the Game Developers Conference. We had a little bit of coverage, check out Tina Wood's coverage here on Channel 9 of the GDC, but I think one of the interesting things to me, because I'm all wrapped up in Windows Phone 7, is this Michael Klucher, who's the lead XNA guy for the Windows Phone team, talking about how you can build XNA games for Windows Phone 7, and an interesting quote that I found is developers can build a single project with just a few tweaks and have it run on all three platforms, that being the Windows Phone, the Xbox 360, and Windows. And this has got to be awesome for game developers in general. I mean, have you ever built anything on XNA?
I haven't, but kind of. When XNA first came out, I actually did some stuff with the XNA guys on Channel 10 and a few other events that we did. And that's the whole idea about XNA is really kind of making the game development process kind of easier and more accessible to developers that perhaps don't come from a game development background.
Right. I mean, so, they said that you could build an entire game in like a week or two.
Really, you can. Yeah. And in fact, I think if you saw the demo that they showed at GDC, it was like a dungeon crawler game.
Yeah.
Kind of this ISO kind of view, top-down view. I think they built that in 2 weeks.
That's awesome. And
it looks
good. 2 or 3 weeks.
And it's a really beautiful looking game, and it'd be fun to play. So, I mean, that's obviously, you know, that's one extreme. But, yeah, you really don't need a lot of time to build a game on XNA, which is pretty cool.
Which is pretty cool. And Michael Klucher is also going to be a guest.
Yes.
And just drilling it into your heads now.
He is. Channel 9 Live. So, again, finish watching Ping. You know, don't stop now.
Get your priorities together.
Get Ping out of the way.
People.
And then head over to live.visitmix.com. And actually, Sean Hargraves and Michael Klucher, and I don't know if this is widely known, but they're referred to as one of the seven samurais. Have you heard of this? Windows
I
phone?
Have heard of it.
The term Seven Samurai?
There are seven guys,
Samurais, and they're going to be on Channel 9 Live almost like right now talking about XNA game development.
Awesome.
And Game Studio 4.
And if you're a game developer, get out there developing games for Windows Phone, because I'm psyched.
Do it.
Next. So as I said earlier, I'm really excited about Windows Phone 7.
Have you got one?
I've played with one, but I do not have my own.
I know you're good friends with Joe and the guys at Windows Phone 7.
I've got a couple of hookups. I've got some pull, but I haven't got enough pull to bring one down into my lap.
Not yet.
Okay. But soon. And as soon as I get it, I'm going to be showing it, but not letting anyone touch it, actually.
Okay.
Here on Ping and all over.
We'll be knocking on your office door, too.
I mean, you guys knock on it every day.
We do. It's true.
People want to hang and stuff. I'm working. Anyway, one of the things I wanted to mention is there was an article out there saying that we were going to, Adobe is planning to release and use Flash for Windows Phone. Obviously, typically we would think of that Windows Phone as a Silverlight-only device. Now, if this is true, What do you think our Microsoft as a company would be our motivation for either allowing that or wanting that?
Well, it's interesting. We should probably point out that this is there was a blog post by a PM over at Adobe who talked about Flash potentially being on the new Windows Phone.
Yeah.
I think as part of Internet Explorer.
Internet Explorer, correct.
But that was something that he kind of said by himself. Adobe hasn't made an official announcement. Microsoft certainly hasn't said anything official. But I think it's kind of interesting. You know, Flash is somewhat ubiquitous for kind of, you know, advertising and interactivity on the web.
Sure.
But Silverlight, really, that, you know, Mix is all about Silverlight, and I think that you know, we don't want to get into a debate about Flash versus Silverlight, but
no.
I think it's kind of interesting because a lot of content on the web is going to, you know, obviously YouTube's based in Flash, so there's a lot of stuff out there. So
yeah, I think it's a good move. I mean, personally, you want to show that the Windows Phone can do everything and has multifunctionality and no,
sure.
You know, that it runs everything you could possibly want it to do.
Right.
So for me, I'm always a big fan of sort of incorporating technologies from different countries and just giving countries and companies.
Yeah, it's like that North Korea.
And it's all about the user experience in the end, you know, and I think this would just boost it. So if anyone's listening on Microsoft team, I say go ahead and use Flash.
Well, I was going to say, speaking of technology from other countries, did you hear about the new version of Linux that North Korea has built, Red Star Linux?
I didn't.
It's real. I thought it was a joke. I was expecting the joke to go, so the North Koreans have built a version of Linux called Red Star. It's actually real. Anyway, but I thought you were talking about that.
I wasn't.
It was a Freudian slip.
Sorry. But I'm really excited about that new version of Linux. All right, Nick, so I know that you probably watched last week's episode of Ping, as you
I
do
every
episode
of
from
Ping.
Start to
yes,
finish.
From start to finish.
So you'll know that we talked about that. I think Tina was on last week, and
she
talked about the fact that yes. People had gotten together in Denver and were throwing Internet Explorer 6. Or just 2 weeks
you just
ago.
Got a mail, by the
I
way.
I did get a mail. Very important. Internet Explorer 6.
That's the Windows Phone guys. I've got a phone for you.
I hope so.
Yeah,
I gotta
do.
Go. No, just kidding. I would never leave my loyal Ping viewers. People in Denver got together and threw Internet Explorer 6 a funeral.
A funeral,
which
yes.
I thought was a joke.
Sweet.
But they actually did get together.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, sad that we lost Internet Explorer 6. Obviously, we've got i7, 8, and 9.
Yeah.
But Microsoft must have found out about it. And we actually sent flowers to the event.
Those, you know, pesky Microsoft people, they find out about everything.
Yeah.
So we sent flowers.
They're like Big Brother.
So it was a lovely big bouquet of white irises or something.
Flowers and a card.
And a card.
And this has actually been confirmed by a Microsoft source. And the card reads, thanks for the good times, IE6. See you all at Mix when we show a little piece of IE heaven from the Internet Explorer team at Microsoft.
They're a really good bunch of guys, those IE guys, because I think Firefox had a birthday recently,
mm-hmm.
and the Internet Explorer team sent them a birthday cake, which is kind of
really?
Cool. Yeah, they're a really good bunch of people.
Thoughtful and promoting their new stuff at the same time.
Exactly. And
Smart.
Speaking of
Smart.
Mix
yeah.
and Internet Explorer, in fact, if you... So this will be tomorrow. So assuming you're watching Ping on
Monday, the day it launches,
the minute
it launches, like you do.
So mark your calendar down for Channel 9 Live at Mix 10 Day 2, which starts tomorrow, immediately following the keynote at 10:30 a.m., and I think it's 2:30 p.m. Dean Hakamovich.
PST,
which is Pacific Standard Time. Don't quote me on the time, but go check out Channel 9 for the schedule. Dean Hakamovich, who is
from
the general
IE9.
Manager of the Internet Explorer Group, will be on Channel 9 Live talking about the future of Internet Explorer.
Nice, very exciting.
That's him. He's the man. He's the man for Internet Explorer. He'll be on Channel 9 Live, and you can ask him questions. Just go there and send us a tweet.
Or send him flowers.
At CH9 Live. He loves flowers. I heard he loves rhododendrons.
Really?
Yeah.
This is pretty.
Here's a story.
Yes, Nick, what have you brought to the table
Here's
today?
Here's a story. Well, our friend of the show, I love saying friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show, Long Zhang.
Yep. I started something.
In Melbourne, Australia. One of my fellow Australian brethren.
Oh, good.
He and a friend of his, a guy called, I think it's Raphael, they have a laboratory in Melbourne.
Laboratory for you Americans.
In Fitzroy, in Melbourne. I don't know where it's somewhere in Melbourne. I don't know, somewhere in Australia.
Yeah.
And they get together and they come up, they've got a cauldron and they have these big crazy harebrained schemes. They're throwing cats and Eye of Newton, all that kind of stuff. And one of the things that came out of that is this thing called GeoSense.
Okay.
Now I'm going to read from the website because otherwise I'm going to completely ruin it. But GeoSense is a Windows sensor that provides the location and sensor platform in Windows 7 with accurate and reasonably ubiquitous positioning information without requiring the assistance of GPS Hardware. Now, all that means is that if you don't have GPS hardware in your Windows 7 device, you can actually install this piece of software, which uses IP-based geolocation services, whether it's IP or Wi-Fi, and then feeds that information through to the location and sensor platform in Windows 7. So if you have an application that is able to utilize that information, there's not very many at the moment. I think it's a weather app and a few other demos, but it's kind of cool for the future because...
Well, what about like Foursquare, something like that?
Definitely. I don't know that particular, I mean, I know Foursquare, but that particular application, I'm not sure if it has any way to tie in with the sensor platform. But the assumption there being that you could run that app, and if you didn't have GPS based into your PC, you could use this as kind of a bridge, and you could use basically, it does a kind of a reverse lookup of your IP. Your IP and your Wi-Fi signal. I'm completely butchering this. Go to the website.
No, but that's interesting.
It's geosenseforwindows.com, and Long is a much smarter guy than I am. He can actually articulate that a lot better. And it's kind of interesting, too. And if you want to muck around with the location and sensor platform for Windows 7, go check this out. It's kind of cool.
I think so. All right, Nick, when we end the show, I usually like to do something fun.
Yes.
So I found this video. Are you a big fan of Jay-Z?
I love the Jay-Z.
You look like that hip-hop kind of guy. Well,
yes.
Jay-Z has a song out called Empire State of Mind. It's all about New York. And
I think it's pronounced Jay's.
Jay's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
this group called Pantless Knights. You like Pantless Knights? Who doesn't like a Pantless Knight?
AKA
it's actually Night
Thursdays.
Yeah. Well, there goes tonight's luau.
They did a parody of that song. So really well-produced video. Let's roll a clip of that right now so you guys can take a look.
New York. Now I'm in the blogosphere, now I'm in the Twitterverse. Fans get so immersed, but I'm a nerd forever. I'm the new Zuckerberg, and since my website, I've been cooking dough like a chef serving kilobytes. Used to be the basement, back at my mom's place. Building web traffic so that we could sell an ad space. Make way for the one-man businesses. Bailouts finished with white-collar criminals. Sega Genesis, entrepreneur, time making big plans to dominate the online. Yeah, I'm on YouTube. This is one man sharing Google revenue with songs on my webcam. Science is the new art, databases day to day. Geek spreading sheet smarts, hustle make the data pay. I could be a Babbywag plus Geekology. Tell from my avatar that I'm most definitely.
Was amazing.
That was the best thing I've ever seen ever on the internet. I loved it.
You come on.
I want to watch it again.
Look at that. I mean, it's socially relevant.
Oh,
it's talking about the internet and businesses, and the production value is high.
It was very high.
It was high.
It was.
Those Pantless Knights.
I have beard envy. That dude had some serious facial hair. I don't know how he did that.
It's impressive. That's what I got out of it as well.
It was good.
All right.
It was good.
Did you cry?
He had some interesting music. I did both.
Good.
Whilst we were looking at the video, and I managed to, you know, clean up between takes.
So. All right, we're done with that one.
We're done?
All right, that is the end of today's show. I want to thank Nick for coming for wearing a matching shirt to me.
I always like complimentary
clothing.
I got the memo. We're
it's the Lumberjack show on Ping this week. And I think we've said it once or twice, but go head over to Channel 9 Live, live.visitmix.com, and watch all the hootenanny and hullabaloo that goes on live.
And send us all your questions at CH9 Live.
And send us all your questions. All right, we're out of here. See you next time.
Bye. Hi, Max.